We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Raleigh County Historical Museum, our featured segment here today with Alana Parker, Curator of Design. And we'll take your phone calls if you got any stories you want to tell us about maybe your school days here in Manhattan. 785-537-1350. We're learning about some of the names behind the schools here today. We just talked about Amanda Arnold there in the first segment. Where do we go next?
How about Susan B. Anthony?
Okay.
So that was something mentioned earlier. Some of these individuals that are nationally known actually have a connection here to Manhattan, and Susan B. Anthony is one of those individuals. So the Susan B. Anthony Middle School actually formally opened in August of 1996. But the name Susan B. Anthony, so we go all the way back to the 1850s when Susan B. Anthony actually came here to Raleigh County. So Susan B. was actually here on three different occasions. And there's a story that was written in the paper by a gentleman who was a longtime Raleigh Countyan. His name was George Wells. And he recalled, so this was in 1928, is when he wrote these recollections for the paper, that Susan B. Anthony and Lucy Stone traveled to Manhattan together in 1857 to campaign for women's suffrage. So he recalled that the two suffragists had been refused admittance to the Manhattan House Hotel as the proprietor declared that, quote, no immoral women would be stopping under his roof. So because of what they believed for believed in women's rights and voting rights for women, he felt that they were immoral, and so they were denied a stay there in his hotel. So according to the hotel proprietor, the fact that they were, and this is quote, traipsing about the country and demanding votes for the women folk was evidence of immorality.
Wow.
So my, the times have changed.
No kidding.
And then she again came back in 1867. Instead of Lucy Stone, though, accompanying her this time, it was Elizabeth Cady Stanton, a name with women's rights and women's voting rights that is well known. So they traveled the state of Kansas together campaigning. And so this was on September 14th, 1867. Susan B. addressed a small audience in Gove's Hall on the female suffrage proposition. In the paper, it reported in attendance were 45 men, 12 women, and a few boys. Of the men present, at least 16 were opposed to the proposition. But my favorite part of this this event being documented in the paper, apparently in her speech, Anthony stated that, quote, any man who voted against female suffrage was a blockhead. So those are fighting words in 1867. And then she later modified her marks, apparently, to exclude farmers. So they were in the clear. So it's just neat to have those examples of here's Susan B. Anthony right here in our community. And then she did come back a third time in the 1880s to campaign for women's suffrage. And I also wanted to mention, so we have some deep roots here in Raleigh County and also in Kansas in regards to women's suffrage. Kansas being one of the first, so when it became a state in 1861 under the Wyandotte Constitution, Kansas women were actually able to vote in school district elections, so one of those early victories. But Elizabeth Cady Stanton, so that same time when she was here with Anthony, addressed a full house at the Congregational Church in what's known as Pioneer Hall today, which is still standing. That is where she gave her talk, was there on Juliet and Points there. So that's a really neat connection. So one more piece of history I wanted to mention in regard to Susan B. Anthony, and it's actually one of my favorite artifacts that we have in the collection of the Raleigh County Historical Society Museum. We actually have a letter written to Annie Pillsbury, and that name's probably very familiar too with Pillsbury Viaduct, Pillsbury Crossing. But Annie Pillsbury, the first female postmaster here in Manhattan, Susan B. became friends with Annie and wrote her a letter in 1881. We currently have that on exhibit at the museum, and you can see there Susan B. Anthony's signature. So that's just so special to have something like that in the collection. And so in this letter, she talks about, first of all, she addresses Annie as my dear friend. So you could tell they were very close.
Oh, yeah.
And she refers to a book entitled A History of Women's Suffrage that was to be sent to Kansas State Agricultural College. That was the one that Anthony had helped pin. And then if you look at K-State, the Special Collections Online Library Database, it looks like they still have that book in the collection. So that's one thing on our list to do this year is get in touch with K-State Libraries and see if that is the book indeed that Susan B. Anthony sent to Annie Pillsbury for the collection there up at K-State. So there is another concrete connection there, Susan B. Anthony and her connection here to Riley County. So I think it's very appropriately that school is named Susan B. Anthony.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it's kind of neat to know that you can go in and touch things that somebody back in the 1800s, early 1900s also may have touched.
Absolutely. Know. I'm not ashamed to admit that I may have teared up just a little when you hold a letter like that written by Susan B. Anthony, just to be able, it's such a privilege to be able to experience some of the history we have. So like I said, that's probably one of my favorite artifacts, and it's just such a personal piece that Susan B. wrote to Annie. So absolutely.
And it's one of those things, a lot of us can't fathom the fact that women weren't able to vote, you know, a little over 100 years ago. I think last year was the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage. But, you know, you scratch your head and, you know, why? You know, why was that the case back then?
Yes. And that is what's pretty remarkable. And that's one other first that I wanted to mention, too, a connection here to Manhattan. Susanna Medora Kinsey Salter was the first female mayor in the United States in 1887. And though she was living in Argonia, Kansas at the time, she attended Kansas State Agricultural College. And her home was right here in Manhattan that her father built for her on Kearney Street. So it's just heartbreaking that the house is not there anymore. But there's another early first, one of those connections here that we have here in Manhattan and in Riley County. So our first female mayor in the United States attended school here and lived here and had a home specifically built for her. In fact, in the paper, it's referred to as her little mansion that her father built. And it encouraged other students to have their parents build them a home because it was more economical, which I thought was humorous. I don't know if any parents would agree with that today.
Yeah, probably not so much. Yeah. That's interesting. Well, obviously a very prominent person, not just in local history, but in American history as well. I guess let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk some more famous names here in our schools. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.